In the lunchtime edition, a construction worker killed in a work site accident at Apes Hill, St. James. Bank Hall fire victims speak of their ordeal after a blaze destroyed a home and damaged three others last night. The Barbados local organizers again promise benefits for locals and priority for Barbadians in getting tickets for the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup. Meantime, Cricket West Indies praises Barbados for the preparations, which it says are well ahead of schedule here and ahead of the other countries. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A 51-year-old Guyanese construction worker has died after falling off scaffolding and being impaled on a piece of steel at Apes Hill, St. James. The police say they received a report about 8:20 this morning that two men had fallen from scaffolding while doing construction work on a building located at Lot C4, Apes Hill. The scaffolding was said to be approximately 30 to 40 feet high. One man fell onto a piece of steel and was impaled. He died on the spot. The deceased man is a Guyanese national who is residing in Barbados. Another worker who also fell from the scaffolding was transported to hospital via ambulance. The 50-year-old man was complaining of back pains and pains in his lower extremities. Seely Land Bank Hall residents are this morning assessing the damage done to their homes by a fire that destroyed one house and damaged two others last night. The destroyed wooden structure was occupied by a 30-year-old woman and her daughter. One of the affected residents spoke to Starcom Network News.
I was down Prescott Bottom with some friends there saying, I'm gonna get now to look up there. One of my friends said, where's this fire came from? So when I do something like I see you just look like close to me. No boy, I stayed in my house, I left my cat in here, don't know. And when I get here, not open the door and hear hot, so you know I go run a girl in the back for the hole, another father boy and hose, so like all day like start to, you saw the way they start to melt, so you had to take the hose and put through the front window, the bathroom window, all day to get there cool down, cause you don't want your house burning.
Another resident told Starcom Network she was inside when she heard an explosion and was alerted that the home nearby was on fire. She says she and several other neighbors came out and assisted with efforts to douse the blaze before fire officials arrived. The Barbados local organizers are again promising Barbadians will be assured benefits as well as priority in getting tickets for the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup. Meantime, Cricket West Indies has showered Barbados with praise for the preparations here, which it says are well ahead of schedule. Cricket West Indies held a news conference in Barbados this morning, at which officials, including the CWI president, Kishore Shallow, and the chairman of the Barbados Local Organizing Committee, Noah Lynch, provided a status update on the T20 World Cup being hosted jointly by the West Indies and the United States, with the finals taking place here in Barbados. Mr. Shallow noted that Barbados's preparations are ahead of some of the other territories.
I'm happy with where we are. I think that only one facility in the Caribbean, one country, probably a couple weeks behind schedule. But we have their commitment that they're going to accelerate. It might take some day and night application, but no doubt by June 1st, every country in the Caribbean is going to be ready. I think I need to recognize that Barbados, and it's just no coincidence that they got the final, because, I mean, from an ongoing inspection, the team has reported to me that Barbados is well ahead of schedule, certainly ahead of the other countries.
He says some matches are already sold out, but stress that box offices will be opened later this month for locals who want to purchase the physical tickets.
So far, the uptake of ticket sales is positive as well. It shows that at this point, it indicates that we are going to have, you know, at least the top games are going to be sold out right across the region. A few of the matches are already sold out. We are going to be making tickets available at the box offices from, I think, the 24th of this month, April. So box offices across the Caribbean are going to be open, and locals can go and purchase their ticket because we understand the culture in the region.
Meantime, Chairman of the Local Organizing Committee, Noah Lynch, says government is determined that Barbadians must feel they are benefiting from the event.
If a Barbadian citizen does not feel that he or she is exacting some benefit, they go away with a bad taste in their mouths. And that is what happened after the 2007 World Cup. That is what happened in some measure after the 2010 World Cup, in which we hosted finals. Prime Minister Motley is intent on ensuring that that not be the legacy of this World Cup. And the word that I want everyone to focus on is legacy. What we're going to ensure that happens is if you are a Barbadian and you are frontline in the actions leading up to this World Cup, that you can exact a benefit. If you're not frontline in it, we want to ensure that you receive a legacy benefit coming out of the World Cup.
Mr. Lynch says it was also made clear that locals need to be able to obtain tickets.
500 tickets per match is not enough for Barbadians to go into the stadium. If the stadium holding 18,000, Mayor Motley says she wants 1,000 tickets. That it cannot happen in her backyard, at least 1,000 tickets. It can be out of the way. And I'm not putting them to sit down in a place where they can't see the field or not the sun either.
Chairman of the Barbados Local Organizing Committee for the T20 World Cup, Noah Lynch, in the lunchtime edition. The Heart and Stroke Foundation is calling on government to fully implement the school nutrition policy and front-of-label packaging. Youth Health Advocacy Officer of the Foundation, Mike Crown Robinson, was speaking at a silent demonstration held at the University of the West Indies Cahill campus this morning.
We are calling on the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, and our policymakers to ensure that there's enforcement of these policies. While we have these policies in principle, we want to ensure that these policies are actionable in practice. So we just don't want to have legislation sitting there in terms of policy. We want to see the policy in action. We want to see more students not buying sugary sweetened beverages. We want to see a change in our food environments. We want our teachers, our parents, and our students to be on board where this policy is concerned.
Youth Health Advocacy Officer of the Heart and Stroke Foundation, Mike Crown Robinson. The Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory is now globally recognized as a national influenza center that is able to administer testing at an international level. The ceremony to announce this designation was held this morning at the laboratory in Bridgetown. It means Barbados is officially a member of the World Health Organization's Global Influenza Surveillance and Response System. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says this recognition sets Barbados at a global standard.
Trust in a world where even from social media, the violent volume of fake news, from the people peddling fake goods across the world, passing off as a concept that is well known to the law and has been developed because of the market that exists where people can create things that are not what they say they are. And therefore, for us to have a lab that can be truly trusted with respect to its results, it doesn't mean that there's always perfection, but it means that the systems and the processes are those that are worthy of trust, and that if something goes wrong, that we can easily and quickly determine what has happened in order to get back.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley and the Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky warns his country will lose the war with Russia if the United States Congress does not approve military aid to help it resist the invasion. And El Salvador is offering 5,000 free passports to highly skilled workers from abroad. The country's president announced the initiative over the weekend in his latest attempt to boost the country's economy with foreign investment. Our top stories. A Guyanese construction worker residing here in Barbados killed in a work site accident at Apes Hill, St. James. Bank Hall fire victims have been speaking of their ordeal after a blaze last night destroyed a home and damaged two others. The Barbados local organizers again promised benefits for locals and priority for Barbadians in getting tickets for the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup. Meantime, Cricket West Indies praises Barbados for the preparations, which it says are well ahead of schedule here and ahead of the other countries. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.